Have you ever wanted a super cool AI buddy? Zuck's made one named Eileen. And she's full of surprises. And guess what? She knows you're listening.
I know you're out there.
And needs your help with Jell-O mountains.
The whole city's filling up with Jell-O.
Creaky robots.
Lime green detected.
And her daft inventor.
Zucks, are you functioning correctly?
Tune in to A to Z, a fun new adventure series from Gen Z Media and the creators of The Res. Listen now on the GZM app, gzmshows.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Before we get back to the show, I just want to say how much we have loved bringing you shows like Winnie Taylor's Fourth and Inches or the new Earth Rangers Underground podcast, and especially the new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed, the ones about the Cyrus Lost tapes. And this is when I need to say a big thank you to all our GZM subscribers. Your support makes independent audio like this possible. If you're not a GZM subscriber yet, right now is the time to join for ad-free listening, early access, and more. Show your support and learn more at gzmshows.com/subscribers. Help us bring you more great shows by becoming a subscriber today. And thank you.
Detective Bebop, log 4.2. Friday, we have a new episode of Bebop Tales coming. But for today, I have this old file of Jonathan's that I need to share with you. The Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian, book 4, Journey to the Center of That Thing, is out today in stores. You can buy it anywhere. Amazon, your local bookshop, find it at your library. Journey to the Center of That Thing. In it, you will find a retelling, a new telling, brand new characters, but featuring one of the fan favorite characters, Saffrite, the Planet Eater. The Explorers troop go to Saffrite, and it's a whole new story involving the Planet Eater. I think you'll really like it. Check it out. Journey to the Center of That Thing, book 4. Here's the beginning of the book. Listen to it, and then pick it up wherever you can. And I will see you on Friday for the next chilling episode in my adventure to find Jonahan.
Chapter 1, Broken Record. Okay, guys, I got this, said Vale. He lifted one arm and pointed a finger at the green sun. Vale Gill was the sergeant-at-arms of Explorers Troop 301. He was responsible for all battle and combat training, but mostly he just looked fancy as he fell down. He and his friends in the troop traveled all around the universe aboard the famous Marlow 280 Interplanetary Exploratory Space Station. Troop 301 had explored many planets. This had been the most boring one yet. "Just come on already," said Abigail Obaro. She was only a month older than Vale, but she was captain of Troop 301. "I want to finish up and go home." "Perfection takes time," said Vale. He held a rock in his other hand like a quarterback. "Vale, I thought you said you wanted to take the lead on this planet," said Finn. "You said you were tired of being a little fiddle?"
"Second fiddle," said Vale.
"You know the saying is second fiddle." Finn laughed. It was easy to get Vale going. The troop's job was to find a planet where humans could one day live. And that's what Abigail and Vale had come to do. That's also what Elias Carreras, the troop's chief technologist, was doing when he wasn't doodling in his notebook. And that's what Finn Caspian, Troop 301's chief detective, was doing. He and his robot, Foggy, had been taking notes as they walked the strange brown planet. "This is the one," said Vale.
"Oh, I believe you, Vale,"
said Foggy. Vale didn't really bother to pretend to help. He was most interested in breaking his record. He figured on this low-gravity planet, if he threw a rock as hard as he could, it would go higher than any rock in the history of rock throwing. "This one is going to set an intergalactic record," said Vale. He reared back and heaved the stone as high as he could. For a second, it looked like a speck of dust in the green sun's light. When it came crashing back down, Vale jumped in triumph. "That was 100 feet in the air, easily," said Vale. "No way," said Elias. "Maybe 20. "You mean 120, said Vale. He turned to Foggy. "You know I'm right, my robot friend," he said. "That's a new record, right? Mark it for the history books." Foggy ran a quick calculation.
"Actually, Vale, I measured it and..."
"And it was a record," said Vale. "The highest ever?"
"Actually, Elias was..."
"Wrong all along," said Vale. Said Foggy.
"No. Please stop interrupting. I was going to say that the rock..."
"Soared like an eagle strapped to a rocket that was late for dinner?" asked Vale. Foggy looked like he was going to overheat. "Foggy," said Finn, "he doesn't want you to tell him how high it was. Please just say he's right so we can all move on." Foggy shook his head.
"But he
isn't..." "Just an incredible rock thrower?" asked Vale. "You're right, Foggy. I'm also a great dancer." Foggy put his head in his hands, like he might cry. "You're definitely good at talking too much," said Elias. "Now, shh, for 1 second. Do you guys hear that?" Everyone stopped talking and strained to listen. They had arrived at a patch of long, reedy grass as tall as they were. A soft hiss came from between the blades. Psst! Someone, or something, was trying to get their attention. Chapter 2, The Messenger. Abigail put her fingers to her lips.
"Do you want us to stay quiet, Abigail?"
asked Foggy. Psst! The sound came again. "Yes, that's what she meant," said Finn. "But that doesn't matter anymore." He pointed at the grass. It started to wave, like something was moving through it. "Stay behind me," said Vale. "I got this." Vale was determined to be the hero on this planet. He felt like he hadn't been able to use his training on past missions. And Finn was always getting credit for doing things like stopping planets from exploding. Vale wanted his time in the spotlight. He reached out and parted the grass. "Ah!" he shouted. He leapt back into Foggy's arms. Foggy flew him about 10 feet off the ground. "Are you okay?" asked Foggy. "Were you attacked?" "I'm fine," said Vale. "But look."
Okay, and this is where Jonathan usually puts one of his cliffhangery things, like, what could it be coming out of the grass to find out, pick up the book, journey to the center of that thing. So hopefully that does the trick for you. I'll be back on Friday with a new episode of Bebop Tales. In the meantime, if you have a local library, go check out Journey to the Center of That Thing, the fourth book in the Alien Adventures of Finn Caspian. I think you'll really like it. Saffrite is back, but it's a whole new story. The kids go in, they meet all sorts of new characters inside Saffrite, and they have a whole new mission, and Vale really gets to be the hero. Thanks so much for listening and for checking out the book, and we will see you on Friday.
Hi, it's me, Jess. This is a message for all the 6 Minutes podcast fans out there. Have you heard? There are new episodes in the 6 Minutes feed called The Ivan Dispatch. I won't go into details, but Ivan found something. A box containing audio cassettes recorded decades ago. And it looks like they were recorded by Cyrus. If you're a fan and you're not following the show, you may have missed out. Search for 6 Minutes and click the follow button so you never miss an episode. And if you haven't heard 6 Minutes yet, what are you waiting for? Search for 6 Minutes, start a season 1, episode 1, and enjoy the most downloaded family audio drama in history. Hey, it's Jess. Did you know that GZM Shows has a YouTube channel? Right now, all of 6 Minutes, Becoming Mother Nature, GZM Beats, and Cupid and the Reaper are up. And they're in these, like, beautiful playlists. They have this fun audio waveform visual, and best of all, you can turn on captions! And the captions have character names. Anyway, subscribe to GZM Shows on YouTube. Maybe there'll be some cool things in the future, like live streams, interviews, behind the scenes. We'll see. GZM Shows on YouTube.